This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Rock on the Money podcast, episode 136. Time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all of those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along that path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your certified master financial coach, along with Amanda. She is a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent. And we're grateful you've joined us. Check us out on Facebook at Rock on the Money or the website at rockonthemoney.com. Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
So I think you can add to my bio that we're now newbie road trippers and RVers.
What the heck are you talking about?
We just bought a travel trailer to traverse these great United States.
You're like a gypsy.
Yes, exactly.
Wait a minute. You're going to travel across the United States.
Well, let's just start across one state.
Okay. All right. That's kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal. All right. I've always said that my version of camping is the Marriott. So.
Well, that... At my age, that is my version of it. I may even go down to Fairfield Inn, but I'm still.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see how this goes.
You need to vlog that. You need to have a blog or a vlog and post. You taking the dog and everything?
Of course. Yeah. That's one of the advantages is now I don't have to try and find a pet friendly hotel or pay the crazy pet fees that Marriott and all the others like to charge.
I am. Those hidden fees. So
it's
are you
not real
be
hidden.
Like,
they charge you like $150 extra.
Is it really that much?
Yeah.
How about KOA? Are you going to be like a KOA gold member or something now?
Maybe. We'll see.
Anyway, we got questions.
Yes. Yeah, so on the topic of saving your money, I failed.
How did you fail?
Well, we bought this big old RV thing. That's not an investment, by the way.
Is it like one of those big Airstream tin cans or something? Or
No. It's just a regular, like, smaller trailer for, it's just my husband and I and Roscoe. So it comfortably sleeps probably four because a table converts into beds. But yeah.
So all of our people I know, did you buy new or used?
Used. Always used.
See? You're a winner.
Just like a car, it loses its value once you drive it off the lot.
Yeah. So that's good, though, because those campers do lose a lot of value initially.
Initially, but actually they hold their value long term pretty well.
Absolutely. That's why I was asking. So you did not fail. Okay. And you've done very good financially, so I don't see what the issue is.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You're so stressed out. Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes. Oh, speaking of investments.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Question one.
Hi, guys. I'm considering purchasing a beach condo as an investment. Is it worth it? And they sent us a condo in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Right.
On the ocean, which I'm familiar with Myrtle Beach. Mm-hmm. It's a place I've thought about. I won't tell you what building it is. It looks like it's a one bedroom, one bath, 500 square feet. What is that, a closet?
Sounds it's like a hotel room, basically.
Okay. $107,900.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good discussion because several weeks ago in Miami, one of these places collapsed, sadly.
Right.
Knowing, I don't know everything about that. Of course, there's investigations, but the parts that I do know is the reason why I've never done this because I've always wanted a beach place. I've always wanted a condo, but there's several factors that came out of that Miami. Was it Surfside?
Surfside, yeah.
That reminded me why I didn't want to get one years ago, and I still will not get one. But what is your opinion on all this?
Well, so I'm going to give you my favorite answer. It depends.
Well, yes, it does depend.
So what do you mean by investment? Like, what does that mean to this person? Are you looking at like nightly rentals? Are you looking at long-term rentals? Are you looking at living there and just hoping that the equity goes up over time? Like, I don't know what you mean by investment here. Is it your second home? Is it your first home? All those things would play a factor. If it's a second home, I don't know. I don't necessarily think it's It's going to depend. What do other one bedroom, one baths, 550 square feet condos in that area go for?
Right.
Because again, you make your money on any real estate investment on the purchase price. So if you're not paying a great price up front, it's never going to turn out super good for you.
There you go. All right. You want to hear my brief thoughts? Yes. I promise I will not drag this on.
And I avoided talking about what I know you're going to talk about.
So here's what I have always, because I've looked at places at Myrtle Beach. I don't know why there, or Surfside, which is a little bit further south. When you buy a place, and what happened in Miami, what was the dollar amount that those people are going to be assessed because they had to do the repairs?
Oh, it was outrageous.
It was like a minimum of 80,000. And if you had a bigger unit, like multiple, it was based on the number of rooms, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Without having the facts in front of me. It was like six figures.
Yes. Yeah. I saw one lady had already written a check for like $90,000.
And some of them were going to be like 300,000 for the big units.
Yeah. Depending on the size of your unit.
So the part that scares me is condo associations, because you bought the place. You now are part of the owner of a building. If there's ever an assessment, like you need a new roof, you need asphalting, or everybody has to pay for it. It's those assessments on top of the condo fee that scares the bejeezies out of me.
Yeah.
And I don't like the condo fees. I understand them, but it's those assessments. So when people want to do investing, this is just my thoughts. I'm not an expert at this, but what I'm thinking of is this is like the worst investment ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have it as a cash, blah, blah, blah. But I'm telling you, I don't know. Forget the Miami thing. These buildings need a lot of maintenance. I mean, I used to work for a hotel company. It's amazing how much money they spend to just renovate a hotel.
Well, and keep in mind, there's so many expenses that go with turnover of a property. So if you're doing nightly rentals, you need someone who can go and clean it very quickly before the next person is due to check in. You're basically running a hotel. So you need staff to do all those things, because you're not going to want to do it every day. Not only that, one of the other things that people are learning more and more after Surfside is the ocean is coming. The beach is leaving.
Yes.
You know, these buildings are going to be washed away in the next 20 to 30 years.
Okay. So I do have a quick story about that. I used to do hotel inspections for Marriott. Mm-hmm. I don't work there now, so I can say it. I went to Virginia Beach to do a hotel.
Oh, so you don't mind that I say that their pet fees are crazy?
No, not at all. I don't care at this point. But it was a great company to work for. But I did a hotel. I did fire inspections. So I'm always with the owners. So I went to Virginia Beach. I won't say which hotel. And this guy has owned this hotel for like 30 years. And we were talking about that kind of thing, about erosion, you know, because they're always on the East Coast, they're always pumping sand back on the beach because it always washes away.
Well, it's not just erosion. It's global warming. The sea level's rising.
He goes, and we talked about that. And he says, look, he goes, I don't care what people argue about. All I know is that water is getting closer to my hotel. And he has to keep building these concrete barriers to keep it from flooding the spa, the workout rooms. He goes, over 30 years, it's definitely coming up. And he's really trying to build these barriers. The city can only do so much. And Ocean City, Maryland's the same way. They're all building these big concrete barriers to try and head it off as much as they can. But you're right. At some point, FEMA and the federal government has already done these studies. They already know what it's going to be like in 50 years. You can go look it up based on science. So, you know, people can argue all you want, but it is rising. It's
so
like,
short answer is probably not. Probably not a good investment.
It's so tempting, though. I would love to live on the beach. It's like a dream, but I'm like, it's not worth it to me. Anyway, I don't want to burst. And no, someone's going to say, well, I've had that's fine. As long as you're happy, it's fine. But as far as investment, be prepared to lose a lot of money nowadays. So I'm no expert, but the one thing I've always wanted will not ever happen. So it's sad. All right. Question number two. Can you read this?
So I've been saving for a new to me vehicle. I was waiting for the right one to come along. Then came these skyrocketing used car prices. Insane. A local search on cars.com showed a 2018 Toyota RAV4 XLE with just over 50,000 miles that is priced about $400 higher than a brand new 2021 Toyota RAV4 XLE. What in the world? Thoughts? Note, I'm in no big rush, thankfully, but I wonder when this will return to normal with used car prices making sense again.
This is exactly what's going on out there. Mm-hmm. There's mm-hmm. a big shortage because a lot of the new cars could not come online. So the old ones went up in value. It's what the dealers can do. So there's various reasons for this. Obviously, parts are hard to get. A lot of cars are have microchips in them now. Yep. Microchips are hard to get right now. That's why computer prices, everything are so, through the roof. Many reasons. It's going to take up a couple of years, I think, for this to shake out. There's lots of views on CNBC about it, but luckily they're not in a rush. I would say wait. But if you need one, you know what you have to do. I mean, price is price. Still comes down to the dollars. So.
Well, and so the other thing I would say is, yes, one might be older and have miles on it and one's brand new, but have you looked at line item by line item, the finishes, the add-on features? Is it an exact comparison or is the 2021 brand new one just the base model with, a stick shift in it instead of an automatic, because automatic transmissions are an upgrade,
Right. So, it is the current climate and there's, nothing you can do about it. they're really, just shop around. But like you said, they're not in a rush. If you're not in a rush, don't do it. Stay out.
Similar things happening with RVs and travel trailers. I know from experience.
Really?
Yeah. The older ones are pretty close to the same price as the new ones are at the moment because there's such low inventory.
And because people can now work remotely.
Mm-hmm.
So why not do it on the road? Are you going to do that?
That's the plan.
Question number three. I can't wait to hear about this.
If I ever get connected to Wi-Fi properly, yes, then you'll hear about it. Oh, my God.
I have $1,292 on my credit card. Should I take the money out of my savings to pay this in full or put $100 a week towards it?
Good question. So is the money in your savings your emergency savings? And how much is it? We advise that you should have at least $1,000 in emergency savings that you aren't touching, even if you do have debt. If you have more than that, then I'm in the camp of, just pay off the credit card, get rid of that monkey on your back, and then contribute your $100 a week plus whatever you would normally have been making in payments on the credit card to building up your savings account again.
There you go. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Rockin' Money.
Stars, Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage, Realty Connect.
Rockland, USA.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Rock on the Money. This is Greg and Amanda, the RV expert. Have you ever had an RV before?
Have I ever had one before?
Or have you ever used one before?
So we had a small camper trailer when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
And we never went camping in it.
What, you just sat in the driveway?
Yes. Yes, it did. So I had like sleepovers with my friends in it, but...
That doesn't count.
Yeah. and then we rented a trailer to take a trip to Yellowstone with our two kids a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's
pretty
cool.
We did it for 1 week in my entire life. I've done it for 1 week and now I own one.
It's usually how it happens.
Yes, we'll see.
Question number four, we'll be purchasing a new home in under 2 years and wondering if we should sell or rent our current home and what are the negatives of each decision. That's definitely up your alley.
So purchasing in under 2 years, sell or rent our current home. So you're in a home now. Oh,
they're going to keep. Yeah, they already have a home, but they're going to buy another one. It sounds like.
In less than 2 years.
I'm wondering if we should sell or rent our current home.
The way it's worded here, it sounds like the question is, should they sell right now and just rent until they purchase the new home?
Oh, you know what? That is what it is.
And that might just be because home prices are so high right now.
I think and that's just what like this is all about.
Just like the stock market, people panic. It's just so crazy. People panic when things get high because they're afraid that they're never going to get higher than that, right? So it's just like the stock market. So I think that's what probably what's fueling this question is someone who's seeing these crazy real estate prices and afraid they're going to miss out on selling at a high price. I don't think that home prices are coming down anytime soon. There's really no rational reason why they would. All the reasons that are making home prices high right now are pretty permanent reasons.
Right.
So I would continue to stay in your home right now. I mean, unless you're in a house that you can't afford, then obviously adjust your finances accordingly. You don't want to be house poor, even if you already own the home. So that's what I would do. I would wait and sell it when it's time to move on because I don't like to move more times than I have to. It's a real pain to move. And it's not cheap to move if you're coming out of pocket to do moving.
I'm trying to figure out, how do they know they're going to have a new home in 2 years? Is that just something on their head? Because those things change. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not being built because houses don't take 2 years. Well, castles do that you want. But
yes, my castle.
My castle
for me to park my trailer in the driveway.
This girl has a dream of owning a castle.
Yes.
So that's her goal. I don't know how the RV fits in that path, but she wants it. Okay. But I don't know. When you sit there and have a goal of 2 years, things change in 2 years, especially if you have a family. You don't know. So
yeah, I mean, it's great to have the goal, but I don't know why that would impact whether you sell or rent your home right now.
I think they really just want to cash out when they think the prices are high.
Yeah.
And I think that's what this is about. And
I do too. Because it's the same thing when we talk to people about their investments in the stock market.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know, as soon as there's not a really good run, you see a lot of people like, oh, you know, prices are going to go down. Should I get out now? And the answer is no. I mean, if you're in it for the long term, then you're in it for the long term. And I know someone's going to say, well, Amanda, 2 years isn't necessarily long term. I get that. But 2 years in real estate, like the way things are happening now, it's long enough. Normally, I would say, don't purchase a house if you only plan to be somewhere for 2 years or less, because you're not going to recoup the closing costs and all the other expenses that go along with buying a home. But if you're already in the home, that's totally different.
Yeah. I have another question for you. I'm going to read because this is definitely for you again.
Okay.
If you are an everyday millionaire, should you have pet insurance for two dogs?
So, like many things in life, it depends on your risk tolerance, right? So, I am in the camp of I don't do pet insurance, and I have a very expensive dog, right?
Yes,
like,
you do.
I have an English bulldog. Things are always happening. He's very high maintenance. And, you know, I should get a big discount at the vet for how many office visits we have per year. If I had a punch card, I'd be getting some free visits for sure. But I don't do it because I do what Craig and I call self-insure. You know, once you get to a certain point in your life and you have the income, it's actually cheaper to pay things out of pocket. Like, if you look at the averages, I know someone's going to write to us and say, yes, except that I paid $10,000 for a procedure. And if I had had insurance, it wouldn't have cost me that much. And $10,000 more than I would have paid in insurance premiums. But normally, keep in mind, you're paying insurance premiums every single month, whether you use the insurance or not. So you have to factor in that cost on an annual basis. And it can be thousands of dollars, right?
Right.
So thousands of dollars that could have instead gone to the two or three vet visits you had. these insurance companies aren't charities. So they have insurance plans because the numbers work out to most people are not going to use the benefits of their insurance plans.
Right.
Most people, most of the time, do not. So if you are comfortable playing the law of statistics and that you're most likely to be in the camp of people who would not get the benefit out of insurance, then don't buy insurance. And that's where I fall, is that's my belief, is that the insurance premiums would be more expensive to me, even with my high maintenance dog, than just cash flowing the visits that we have. Because last year was very expensive for us. Now, knock on wood, we're halfway through this year, and I don't think he's gone to the vet once.
There you go.
So it's just, you know, it seems to happen in spurts, but if I were paying insurance this year, yeah, I wouldn't have gotten any benefit out of it. And I'd be annoyed that I was shelling out a couple $100 every month for insurance.
There you go. Last question. Can you read it?
Is the everyday millionaire status based on net worth, including mortgaged property value, or strictly investment value or paid off properties value? We just crossed the $500,000 mark. Congratulations. But that's with our home value. Just trying to figure out how long until true everyday millionaire status. I sure hope the second half goes faster.
Don't we all? It is a grind.
Yes.
It's a grind.
The second half does go faster.
Yes, it does.
At least in my experience. But well,
it multiplies on the bigger amounts if you have money in the markets, yeah, and stuff like that. So,
right. Right. Just like if you're rolling a snowball down the hill, it stays pretty small for a while. And then all of a sudden it gets huge real fast. Right.
Yeah. Double. I mean, double of $10 and double of a million, you know, in the same 8-year period. I mean,
right.
You know. So you're net worth is based on what you own, the true value, minus what you owe.
Yes.
And that is it.
Yeah. So you would include, and I every single calculation I've ever seen does include your mortgaged property.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you would include that. You just would subtract. So you would take the value of that property and then subtract what you owe so that you get a net. That's part of the net worth. You would get a net value on the home.
I would not use online references for the value of your home. This
right,
has
like
been in the news
like
recently. Have you seen that?
What's up?
Zillow.
Yeah, yeah. So the Zestimates, they're way
yes.
off right now. They can't, their algorithms are going bananas.
Yeah, and they've been called out in the news a lot. So they're working on those algorithms. So if you think you're an everyday millionaire based on a Zestimate from Zillow, that is not it. Get a true, I mean, you can pay to get a real true estimate,
or you can just ballpark it too, you know, based on, you know, you can look and see what homes in your neighborhood have sold that are similar floor plans or similar size. And within the last 6 months and get a ballpark figure, that's probably good enough because this is the other part of the equation. Yeah, it's part of your net worth, but are you really going to just cash it out anytime soon?
You mean you can't eat your house?
Until you cash it out, it's not worth anything, right?
Right. Yeah, you can't eat your house.
Right. So even if you did cash it out, you'd still have to find somewhere else to live. So there's that as well.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Amanda. That was great. And hey, happy trails with your RV. So when do you plan on doing this?
So tentatively, we'll do a larger road trip in September because my husband has a lot of leave he has to take before October. But probably a weekend here or there before then. We're just so tied up with so many other commitments in July that it's going to be tough.
I understand. Well, we're going to be looking for these reports. This would be great. This is going to be podcast gold.
Yeah. Well, I don't like to smell like smoke. And I'll tell you, today was the first day we found storage and we had to back it up. And so we are learning how to back up trailers. And I was out there directing, but it was like a million mosquitoes were all attacking me at the same time. And I thought, man, this is my life now, being mosquito food.
Well, for all the people that are out there, I stream on Facebook Gaming and I drive tractor trailers and I have a steering wheel right here.
I told Matt that he should practice on your game, but we don't have a steering wheel.
Oh, darn. I have an extra one because actually is a game where you can practice backing up tractor trailers.
send it this way. We need help for sure.
All right. We'll be back. You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. Podcast at rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. America's Rockland USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.